Thank you.
Good morning. Please remember to sign up for Milton and Myra for next week. And this week, okay. When are we going to dive in Milcha tonight?
Candle lighting, 5:35.
5:35 and?
I don't know, it should be at the top.
5:36. We're going to dive in.
Really?
No, I'm just making it up.
Thank you for all your help.
If you come 5:36, you'll make it. You'll be on time.
I think it should be at the top, right?
On the top right?
Top left.
Okay. I don't see it. Okay.
Candle lighting. Oh, this is last week.
So that's when we wanted. We have the bottom for this week.
Okay, so if you want to daven Friday night last week, davening was at 5:45.
Okay, yes, you are.
Thank you. I think it's 5:35. I think it's 5:35. You can check it out. Yesterday we noted, we began halacha bed of Simen Chet, suggesting that eating or drinking before we daven is problematic. And the suggestion yesterday was that there was a psychological ethic at the core of this that was problematic, the egocentricity, to put ourselves first and see food as a means to our ends, as opposed to us being a means to God's ends, with food merely being the fuel. And today the halacha continues, v'chol ha'ochal oshot v'achach mispalal. And there seems to be a moralization that continues. Whoever does do this, whoever eats or drinks before davening, olav akaziv omer, the verse in Kings says, v'oti shlachta achrei gavecha, which is translated as, and me you cast after your bodies. God is suggesting that you put your bodies before you put me. Al tikrei gavecha ela ge'echa. And Chazal suggests, exegetically, this isn't just about putting our bodies first, this is arrogance to some degree, to say, I come first. So what we have yesterday was the psychological morality, and today we have the theological issue, which is that we seem to suggest that once we eat, then I'll say thank you to Hashem. It's almost like if you're doing a deal, if you're selling something to a person, in movies, of course this happens all the time, they're going to do some behind closed doors deal, they're going to say, show me the money before I give you anything. And it's almost, this halacha suggests that we say to Hashem, I'll daven, but show me the money. I mean, give me food, I'll feel comfortable, I'll feel full, and then I'll daven to you. And theologically, it underscores a vacuum in one's faith to say, I'm going to eat, and then I'll pray, instead of the other way around. In the days to come, you should take it easy a little bit, because in the days to come, we'll see if there are any flexibility when it comes to this. And I know maybe during the week, it's not a big pressure, you know, to eat before 8 a.m., certainly on Shabbos, I find it very, very hard. You can be in shul until midday, not to drink or eat before midday. That could even be problematic to fast on Shabbos for half a day. We'll talk about that as we go through the days.